You're Locked On Blue Jackets, your daily podcast on the Columbus Blue Jackets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey Blue Jackets fans, this is Locked On Blue Jackets. We're part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I am Jay Foster, your host as always, and there's no real Blue Jacket news to speak of. It's kind of that slow point of the season where free agency slows down and nothing else has really happened yet, but super exciting guest this week. If, like me, you love goalies, this is a goalie-friendly show, as always. I sat down with Kat Silverman, who is one of the most well-known names for goalie talk on Twitter, I think. We had a super fun conversation about Kurt Pasalo, Merz Likens, goaltenders around the league, and it's a fun time. So I'll just head right on into that. So with the off-season starting up, obviously it's been the off-season for the Blue Jackets for a while now, but news has kind of slowed down, so I figured we would talk a little bit about some more general things. And as we all know here at Locked On Blue Jackets, we are a goalie-friendly show, and I figured who better to come and talk to us about goalies than Kat Silverman, who is a probably one of the best follows out there if you are, like me, a fan of goalies. So thanks for coming on the show. I'm excited to talk about goalies.
Thanks for having me. I love hearing that. Every time somebody calls themselves a goalie-friendly show, I feel like that should be a more universally used term, because you're not the first show to use it, but it's not a super common thing to hear just outright said, and it always makes me feel happy inside, so thank you.
Yeah, when I first got into hockey, I was like, oh, the goalies seem cool. Like, and then I started playing, and I wasn't a very good skater, and we didn't have a goalie for my beer league team. And so they were like, why don't you try being a goalie? And then I just kind of never looked back. So it's been about 8 years now. And yeah, goalies are just, they're the best ones. Like,
exactly. I like that you said they seem cool. Cool is not the word that I think anyone else on the team would use for the goalie.
No.
They always say, oh, well, that's where we put the weird ones. And I guess it's kind of true, because you kind of have to be if you're willingly going to spend essentially the entire game talking to really no one else, not getting to sit on the bench with anyone else unless you're the backup, and just letting people fire at you the whole time. Like, you can't win the game for the team, but you can lose it for them. And that, I think that takes something very special.
That's, yeah. And I think to want to be a goalie as well is... It takes a special kind of person. But I was wondering if you could just kind of, if we start off, I was wondering if you could tell all my wonderful listeners just a little bit about you, kind of how you got into like looking at goalies or becoming a goalie, just a little bit about kind of your goalie background, I guess,
very similar to yours, by the way. I was not, I wasn't the best skater for sure. And I'm still not. That's absolutely my weak spot. Which is no longer really something you can be as a goalie. But yeah, so I ended up as a goalie. I think it's fun for probably a lot of the same reasons that everyone else considers it their personal nightmare. Cause I get to stand by myself, talk to myself, and get to face a bunch of shots throughout the game, which is fun. But I got into looking at goalies when I had my daughter, actually. So about 5 years ago now, which is crazy. But I had been coaching with the Coyotes Department of Hockey Development. I'd moved out to Phoenix about a year or so prior and was working with the team in a development role, going to schools and teaching kids. They tried to always have a woman on staff at a lot of the clinics and tried to have someone who was familiar with goalies in case a kid wanted to try being a goalie so the pads are put on the right way and stuff like that. And I obviously couldn't stand in net while I was expecting. And so I shifted to writing a little bit. the head of hockey development for the Coyotes, Matt Schott, really, really good person, likes to try and make sure that he can keep everyone who wants to be involved in growing the game involved, and knew that having an infant around would be a barrier to coaching. So he asked if I wanted to write for the team site, and I did, and I ended up getting a couple other gigs, and found that looking at the goalies from a numbers perspective, because that was right about the start of really the mainstream emergence of analytics, where it wasn't just extra skater and some of the other little niche sites doing it. It was more mainstream. And so I started looking at it from a goalie angle, and people seemed to appreciate it because nobody else seemed to want to do it. If somebody needed something written about a goalie, they'd say, I don't know, Kat, do you want to do it? And I'd say, sure. So that's how we got to where we are now. So.
Yeah, that feels like how kind of a lot of goalie-centric stuff happens is a
lot
of
people are like, I don't want to do it.
I don't know, we don't understand goalies. Like, and that's kind of, I like, as a Billy goalie, I am mostly self-taught, or kind of what I've learned from watching other goalies that I've played with, because it's, you know, the coach of the team is like, just stop the puck. So it feels very similar to a lot of stories about, oh yeah, this is how I got involved in goalies. It's kind of because no one else wanted to. So I understand this career path very well. Coming up in just a minute, I've got more of my conversation with Kat about goalies, but first I want to tell you about Bet Online. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track the action at Bet Online. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all of your UFC, MMA action. So before the next pitch, head over to Bet Online on your laptop or mobile device, and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. If you head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today, use promo code LOCKEDON, all one word, to receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Once again, that is promo code LOCKEDON, all one word, LOCKEDON, at betonline.ag for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. I've also got to tell you about Stat Hero. Did you know that 85% of people who play daily fantasy sports lose? Is it really that surprising? The game is rigged against you. You are playing against thousands of other lineups, not to mention experts who have more tools and more time. You don't stand a chance. Introducing Stat Hero. It is the first ever daily fantasy sports book that puts the player in control and winning within reach, and here's how it works. Stat Hero shows you their lineups and dares you to beat them. It is you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup. You name your stakes, and it is winner take all. You have the advantage. Stat Hero is showing you their lineups ahead of time, which is something that no one else does. You're in total control. Stat Hero is DFS the way it was meant to be, one on one. So play Stat Hero now and change the odds. If you go to stathero.com/lockedon, you can sign up for free, and right now you can get 3x back on your first play. They're giving you a 300% match, which is unheard of. Once again, go to stathero.com/lockedon. What are kind of your favorite things to look at in terms of, like, if a goalie is doing well? Like, what interests you about watching a goalie's game?
That answer's kind of changed for me over the last couple years. For a while, it was looking at the technique, looking at, you know, kind of in the same way that the game has evolved for goalies, looking at which goaltender understands where they're supposed to be, how to hit their marks. Looking at a guy like Corey Crawford versus someone like, I don't know, Mike Smith, as someone who, you know, really understood how to track and anticipate and stay within their depth and really just look clean, make things look simple, like the Henrik Lundqvists. And since then, it's kind of evolved, because I did have to kind of learn from my own mistakes watching the game that not every goaltender has the same optimal way of performing. And so really looking at, you know, when you say, is a goalie doing well or not, looking at how is this goalie performing relative to his or her own optimal performance method, you know, looking at, oh, this goaltender normally plays at the top of their crease, and they like to play outside in, and they like to really anticipate plays by challenging the skater, not by staying back and then eventually moving into the shot. And right now they're not doing that versus, oh, this guy's not dropping into butterfly fast enough. Clearly he's not doing well. And kind of looking at how that relates to the numbers, because that's something that I think we still, we're just still so woefully behind on that. As a sport, goaltending still doesn't really have a good predictive analytic number for goaltenders to potentially indicate regression. We're getting closer with expected save percentage and other more expected analytics, but they're still not quite as reliant on the goaltender's performance. A lot of them are still sort of ultimately reliant on the team in front of them. So looking at what's still kind of missing there, I guess.
Yeah, that ties really well into kind of the Blue Jackets goaltending tandem as a whole, because I feel like the big thing for us is that we have two very good, fairly young goaltenders. We've got Jonas Korpisalo and Elvis Merzlikins. And I always say that Elvis is our high-risk, high-reward guy, because it feels like he's always playing kind of a much more adventurous style, I think we'll call it, versus Korpisalo. You can kind of look at Korpisalo and see, okay, oh, he's learned this from Bobrovsky. This is what he's like. You can see kind of elements of Bobrovsky's game in Korpisalo's game, I think. And so, yeah, it's always really interesting to watch the way that the team kind of react to that game, because I feel like you have to play very differently in front of Korpisalo than you do in front of Merzlikins. Yeah. So it's always fun being a Blue Jackets fan and being a goalie enthusiast, but it seems like the Blue Jackets have kind of made a choice between the two goalies. There's been a lot of rumors about Korpisalo maybe getting traded. I know that there was plans to trade one of them, and no one really knew who it was, but it looks like we've chosen Elvis as our kind of starter of the future. Do you think that's the right choice? Obviously, it's hard to kind of play them off against each other because they are two very different goalies, but if you had to pick between Elvis or Korpisalo, do you think that Elvis is the right choice?
That's such a tricky question right now, I feel like. And I think that's probably where the team might be at right now too. I think looking back, even just a year ago, I know I was talking to another Blue Jackets podcast last year about essentially the same question. We were right where we are right now, except it was the other direction. People were saying, oh, it really seems like Elvis is the one that they're gonna ship out. Do you think that's the right move? And at the time I said no. Because I do think that, like you said, I think that not necessarily that you don't really know what Elvis is going to do, and you do know what Korpisalo is going to do in that he's controlled. I think he still has a lot of control issues within his game, particularly depth management wise, but I think Korpisalo is a bit more predictable, right? Like you said, I think you can really identify certain facets of his game and say, oh, you know, when the puck comes at him this way, this is how he's going to move. You know, he's going to slide. He might overslide past the post and have to recover back. He's going to wrap around. He's going to drop pretty early. He's going to come out, challenge a little bit farther on certain plays and then stay a little too deep on others. But with Elvis, it isn't as predictable. But I think the team kind of noticed that that's because Elvis not is a more talented thinker, because I think that's something to tread very lightly on. But
coming up in just a minute, I've got more talk with Kat about goalies, but first I've got to tell you about Built Bar, which is the best tasting and healthiest protein bar on the market. They've got a bunch of super delicious regular flavors. They've got coconut, they've got mint brownie, they've got strawberry, they've got cookies and cream. I really like the salted caramel. I have been having that for breakfast recently, and it's really, really good. Not only is it good, it's also good for me as someone who is recently back on the ice, someone who is trying to get back into the gym, lose some of that lockdown padding that I put on. Built bars are a great option for a healthy snack that tastes just like a candy bar. So it feels like I'm eating something that I shouldn't, but in reality, what I'm getting is a high protein, low carb snack that is delicious, nutritious, and all around the best. So if you head to built.com, use promo code LOCKED15, you'll get 15% off your order. Once again, that is promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, for 15% off at built.com.
I think he has more in his arsenal than he's comfortable using and mixing up, right? Like, I think he has certain facets of his game that he doesn't mind only pulling out once every 10 or 20 games, and he's comfortable bringing it out and just sort of throwing something new into the mix. He's creative, and so we don't really know what he's going to do, which does make it harder to play in front of him at times, I think. But I think it also gives him a better recovery when the team collapses in front of him, which we've seen them do on occasion now and then, especially over the last year.
Just a couple times, yeah.
Just a few. But that being said, I also think that the Blue Jackets crease has a lot that they need to tread very lightly on this year, because they did lose a member of their depth chart through no fault of their own, right? They had a member of their depth chart pass. And I think that within the goal, like you said, the goaltending community is kind of unique, and they are typically very close and they're very tight-knit. And I think it's smart that the team hasn't made their definitive choice yet, in the sense that they didn't take that chaotic free agency period when, like, the Coyotes traded Darcy Kuemper for a first round pick and we saw their goaltenders moving all over the place. They kind of stayed put, because I think they do need to evaluate without adding too much more turmoil what the team's goaltending situation looks like next year. I think that Korpisalo is probably the one I would move on from if given the choice. But I don't know if they necessarily should do that quite yet, unless they have someone familiar to bring in to the situation, right? Like, I wouldn't bring someone completely new to the organization with no disrespect to a lot of the veterans that can be on the market, right? Like a guy like Craig Anderson, I know he's already signed elsewhere, but someone like that, really great guy, really great locker room guy, I don't think that's what they would need to add to the mix right now. But I do think that Elvis is, just from an overall creativity and room for growth and ceiling-wise standpoint, that's who I've considered their goalie of the future for a little while now. And it's cool to see him getting that recognition.
Yeah, I've kind of had the same thought process of, I think that Korpisalo is a more consistent goaltender, but I think that Elvis's ceiling is higher. And it's kind of made me laugh when, kind of a couple of seasons ago, he kind of came out of nowhere because no one pays attention to Columbus. And everyone was like, who is this Elvis guy? Where did he come from? They just, like, picked some random kid out of Latvia and put him in goal. And I'm like, no, he's only one of the, like, most highly touted goalie prospects to come out of Europe in the last few years. But yeah, I have been, since we lost Bobrovsky, I have been really excited about kind of Elvis's trajectory. And I'm glad that, like, from an emotional standpoint as well, like, I'm glad that we're keeping him, because he seems like he's a really great personality. Everyone seems to like him. Not that they don't like Korpisalo, but I think Elvis is just such a fun guy. And yeah, I think he has capacity to be an all-star in this league.
Oh, absolutely.
So
I mean, that was a bad team last year, with no disrespect to Columbus.
Oh, no,
I certainly didn't cover an amazing team this year in Arizona, but I do think that the numbers kind of spoke for themselves a little bit this year when because I think that Corpusalo, like you said, he's a little bit more consistent, but not consistent from a high level. Like he's a bit more predictable at times, and that can be very easily exploited by other teams. We've seen it from a lot of the good teams around the league, that they'll find a goaltender that they know what that goaltender is going to do, and they just light them up once they've really started to establish an NHL pattern. I think Calvin Pickard was a really good example of that. I think Keith Kincaid was a very good example of that. Guys who had a very consistent style, but couldn't then elevate their game and adapt it and sort of reshape it in game to keep themselves afloat, which is what we really see Elvis do, I think. And that's something that his coach overseas, Michael Lawrence, has talked about a couple of times in the past, that they really worked on establishing that adaptability, that in-game adaptability, sort of the Ted Lasso-y be a goldfish thing. He can really sort of just toss what is so ingrained in him mid-game and adopt something different if he needs to. And I think that's more valuable to a team that I would maybe assert is in a growth phase, possibly. So
that's about all the time I have for today. On Wednesday, as we are now dropping down to 3 days a week, I mentioned this last week, I'll just mention it again quickly. We are doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday for the foreseeable future, until the hockey starts back up again. But Wednesday, I will have more of my conversation with Kat about goalies around the league. I had a lot of fun with this, so hopefully you guys enjoy it as well. I have been Jay Foster. You can find me on Twitter at _JacobFoster, JAKOBFORSTER. You can find this podcast at LO_BlueJackets. And if you have comments, questions, criticisms, you can email me at lockedonbluejackets@gmail.com. And until Wednesday, make sure you stay locked on.